We are back. Welcome to Ladies Night. This is your girl Lauren Enchanted here with Miss Nika Neek and Lexi Lex. Welcome to Ladies Night Season 2, Episode 4. We are finally kid free. I feel like we've reached the other side of the mountaintop.
Glory.
Glory. It's been a long time coming with them baby kids. Lord Jesus. All four of them, we love them dearly, and we'll fight the world over them.
But they loud, y'all.
They loud.
Y'all loud.
And we can't relax, so it's been a long time coming.
And they needy.
They are.
Y'all be all up on you.
They just want their mamas. Where the daddies at? They just want their mamas.
Damn.
Right. But, so we finally are kids free, and it feels good to just have a nice ladies' night and just be able to sit here and enjoy each other's company and talk that grown talk. I ain't got to worry about, you know, Hunter repeating nothing because she's...
Censorship.
She, tell me why she went to a babysitter. One of my coworkers watched her, and the next morning she came home saying, oh, shit. Oh, shit.
Malik was saying that today. He just got back from his daddy.
Yes. I'm just like, no, what was going wrong that she was saying, oh, shit, every 5 minutes?
Terrence mimics, his brother. I was talking to his stepmother today. Girl. She was like, he just mimics everything he does. I'm like, oh Lord. I know he's gonna be mimicking everybody.
Anything they hear, they gonna repeat it. So I'm just like, okay.
But I've never heard that before.
Right? But I know it's bad, so I better say it. I'm gonna say it and see what kind of reaction I can get.
Let me test the waters.
This is season 2, episode 4. We hope you guys checked out our mashup with Stakes is High podcast. They had us on for an episode called Single Moms Run the World, and as quiet as it's kept, we probably do. All moms, but single moms put in that extra grind to make it go around. So shout out to Stakes is High podcast. It's another indie-based podcast. If you haven't heard of them before, please check them out. Shout out to them for reaching out to us and putting us on with them.
Appreciate you.
Right.
Love y'all.
We had a lot of fun. Learned a lot. We will be definitely taking some notes from them.
For sure.
Definitely.
They are the real deal, right?
High school tutorial.
So this week we are just kind of winding down. I don't know about the other two ladies, but I've been working all weekend. It's Sunday night and my brain is just like a little fried. I can barely keep my eyes open, honestly. And I'm just sitting here like, hey, we here, ladies night. I'm ready to unwind and talk shit about the world.
Yeah, me and Lex, we got a little partying in this weekend.
A little bit.
Right.
Just a little bit. I just show on Saturday. I ain't doing nothing really on Friday.
See, I did all my partying last weekend. I think I was out Thursday, Friday, and Saturday last weekend. So this week, I was doing too. I don't know who I thought I was. I was out there living that single life. Like,
isn't
I ain't had
so
no
much
kids.
Fun, though?
It is. And you forget. Like, you be out having a good time. And you be like, oh, damn, I forgot I got to be a mom in the morning. But I guess I'm going
to
get this last dance
in. Turn up.
Right. I'm having fun right now, though. But I'm glad you guys went out. You guys had good weekends.
Yeah, my babies are back. I've been kid-free for 2 weeks. I got them back from their dad today. And they are just the cutest little things you ever want to see.
That's how you know she missed
them. Right. Tomorrow she going to be texting talking about, Lord, these kids.
I know.
I'm just playing. But that's how it be,
that's
though.
That's how it be.
Mm-hmm. You miss them and then it's like, I just could have sworn I missed you.
Whenever they gone, people be like, do you miss them? And I hate to say no, but... I really try to enjoy the time that I get away from them.
I feel you.
Because you feel it when they back.
Mm-hmm. I definitely feel that.
Okay, I had a good weekend. I had to work Friday and Saturday daytime. And I can't remember what all did I do this weekend. Saturday I went to my friend Marie. Shout out to him. I want him to hit. He works for Amazon. They had their free company picnic for family and friends. So I got to have free food.
Oh, that's right.
Someone thought we was married, which was really funny. And we was like, nah, we're like literally brother and sister.
Damn.
Like, but it was so funny because she literally asked, like, you know how usually when you think someone's with someone, you'd be like, so is that you?
Right. What she said? Oh, your wife?
She literally just said, is that your wife? I was like, wait, huh? What? I'm like, there ain't no ring on my finger. Like, no discretion or nothing. But it was cool. Right. Like, it was funny. And we just thought it was really funny. And on Friday, I'm trying to think what I do Friday. I worked the day shift Friday. And I don't think I can't remember what else I might have did Friday.
Did you work Friday? I think I saw you work on Friday morning.
Yeah, I worked Friday morning. And I was just at home Friday night. If I remember, I don't remember. If I did do anything Friday, I honestly don't remember what it was. I just remember being at home and watching my DVDs and going to sleep. So So I'm on the struggle bus with my internet right now, y'all. But I do start a new job on Monday.
Pop it for the Lord. Sorry. I'm a little too hype.
On a Sunday?
They'll just, you know, the Lord knows your heart.
Right. Forgive me, Lord.
I'm excited. I start a new job tomorrow making more money, which is always good, and I could use it right about now.
Hallelujah.
So yes, I'm excited about that.
That's definitely what's up. I'm trying to think of anything that's going on in the news we should talk about. Definitely keep donating to Puerto Rico, obviously Houston as well, but
just
keep
those. Jennifer Lopez and A-Rod didn't hit like over $1 million or something. Yeah. I saw it on Shade Room today.
Yeah, so definitely just keep donating, keep them in your prayers. You know, that many people without lights, without power, without anything. It's just,
I can't imagine either.
And it's just, you know, obviously there's probably people injured and sick from everything that's happened. So I can't imagine either. But just send them your prayers, send them your money. You know, don't send it to FEMA or the Red Cross, but
sometimes
send it to somebody.
I'm so thankful to be in America, like, even though white people hate us because we're black, like, it's better than being somewhere and being hated because I'm a woman or because I'm a Christian or being in one of these countries like Puerto Rico that doesn't have lights. So I mean, America could be a lot worse.
Yeah, I mean, we're still one of the, I won't say we're the greatest country in the world because I haven't lived anywhere else, but we're still one of those. I'd say top five. You don't think top five for
maybe,
black people?
Maybe economically, not overall.
I feel like with opportunity.
Well, maybe not economically. I would say maybe opportunity and rights wise, as far as laws.
Maybe top 10. Like, I haven't really lived in another country to say, but I would put us at least in the top 10.
Me being a public health major, I just think about like global health and hospitals, and we're actually a little behind.
Yeah, we are, and that kind of stuff.
I just had a complete brain fart, but we're behind when it comes to medical care. We are lagging.
I can't believe that.
I couldn't believe it just because, like, this is America. We're supposed to have the best technology, but we're actually lagging in healthcare.
Weren't we considered like a super, if my history reminds me, weren't we like us and Russia, like, weren't we all called superpowers or something like that? Like superpower countries?
Girl, history wasn't my thing.
I mean, we were, and still are. I wasn't say we still are. I think we're kind of, other countries are starting to surpass us as far as like their currency being worth more than ours and all that sort of thing. But we were at one time. But I, like I said, there's a lot of opportunity here, and I just feel like
it could always be worse.
It could definitely be worse.
Yeah, definitely can. I will say we do. We definitely have more freedoms than other people do in other countries, so at least be grateful for that. That's about all we got right about now.
It's so silly. So very silly. I'm trying to think. I haven't kept up with any celebrity gossip. Beyonce's still looking fabulous on Instagram.
Yes.
Her filters. I wonder who does her like editing for her Instagram pictures. Because
I'm wondering too.
Like, I wish I had a personal assistant that could do that for me too. Like, okay, so you're good with graphic design. Perfect. Da-da-da-da. Put this together before we talk about it on my Instagram. Like,
because I know a lot of her pictures aren't like selfies. It's her posing. Yeah. So someone's taking them for her and posting them.
Yeah, and mashing them together. Mm-hmm. Not that that matters. That's not news. But I just noticed that, like, how can I be in the game?
Speaking of that, when Kim and Kanye got married, I don't know if y'all remember that wall of roses that they had at their wedding.
I didn't watch that.
He edited that picture for 4 days before he let her post it on Instagram.
Kanye did.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so while we're on that subject, let's talk about Kanye getting fat real quick.
Ain't nothing wrong with it.
That's marriage and kids weight.
I'm being like, what's going on? That's pregnancy weight for the surgery.
I feel bad for famous people. Can't get fat when they want to. Shout out to Cardi B. She been gaining a little weight, but she still look good. He can get fat when he wants to,
but I'm just a little concerned. That's a little more than just got fat. That's like a, I've been eating out of depression or something and not leaving my bedroom. I don't know, but
I was going to say shout out to Cardi B real quick. Number one on the Billboard charts. First female rapper to do that since Lauryn Hill. Shout out to her.
And what a 360 that is. Lauryn Hill or Cardi B. No shade to either one, but what a 360 that is. How times have changed. What it takes to get to number one now. Ass and titties, I guess. So, ladies, we better hit them fake squats. Ass
and titties. Hey, you gotta get so Cardi anyway.
I mean,
she
love Cardi.
She do got bars. She really, does have bars. Really don't get me wrong, though.
I'm a, like I said, Forever was my first Cardi B song, so I definitely am a Cardi fan because we done ran down on the bitch twice.
Yeah. Worry about me, but your pussy smell like turtle tank.
That was so. She definitely has bars.
Was what a girl like? Give me shmoney, give me shmoney.
I mean, when I first heard that on the radio, I was like, I cannot believe this is on the radio. Of all songs,
right?
When she
but it gets you so high.
It does.
And that's like that's who she is, like,
right?
She really got famous off of shmoney, so she right. put that word in her head. So.
Do y'all know what's popping? No. All my money making niggas bring that cash out. All my D boys bring that cash out. Don't you see these big ass titties and this ass out? Not that I'm a stripper. I know it's a little raunchy, but I tried to put it on Moms Out Trapping. Speaking of which, we're gonna move on. But check out Moms Out Trapping by Ladies Night. It's a playlist on iTunes for all the y'all moms out there. Y'all put some I didn't know too, but I still be turning up like hey,
I can listen to it. I gotta listen to it full straight through.
I put it on in the mornings. Whatever the first song is the drop, it always get me hype. It don't matter what it is because I just shuffle it. But
I just shuffle it too. But definitely on iTunes, Ladies Moms Out Trapping, Ladies Night Pop playlist. We'll probably be putting out a few more periodically, but check that out on your way to work if you want to slump or if you're working out and on that bike. I was when I was making it, that's I was thinking I was about how I used to be on the workout bike. I used to listen to Rihanna Raining Man, like
I was in the gym this week, like, ooh, where's the Moms Out Trapping playlist? Boom,
all right,
getting on the elliptical.
If you cleaning up. If you getting dressed for your boo thing to come over and drop off that dude, you know. But we might have another playlist for that coming soon. Hey,
I get cute for the D.
Right.
I want to go for the D. Sounds so bad.
Like trying too hard. You know, put on a V-neck and some leggings and your little studs. Make sure you get yourself
right. Definitely. Definitely. No do it dress. But moving right along, Miss Nika, what's our parenting tip for this week?
Okay. So I have been trying to keep educational activities going at home and not just at daycare.
I
have all these boxes sitting around and I like to paint. I'm pretty artistic, so I had the idea to cut down the boxes and paint the rectangle or square, whatever shape you get from where you cut it, paint it white, get some other paint. Paint is 50 cents, y'all. You only probably need about 4 colors. That's $2. The box, you probably got that from diapers if you get the big box or that lamp you bought from Walmart last week.
Right.
You can find some cardboard around the house, paint it white, paint some shapes on there. Easy, cheap, educational activity. Pull that cardboard out while the kids are eating dinner, before they go to bed, when they get up in the morning, and just go over it. I know the kids get distracted, but they're paying attention more than you think they are.
Definitely. Because they repeat cuss words, as we said earlier.
Right. I'm sure they can repeat letters and shapes and numbers. And
definitely.
So that's our parenting tip for the week. Arts and crafts. Get artsy. Nobody appreciates the arts anymore, but it's good stimulation for the brain. So
yeah, we definitely need to get arts back into school. And look for pictures. I'm sure Miss Nika will post pictures of that on our Ladies Night podcast. So if you're wondering what it looks like when it all comes together, definitely be on the lookout for that. We will have that visual for you.
Yup, yup.
So, moving right along, like I said, tonight is just more of a true ladies' night. We are unwinding, getting ready to start the work week. And so, I'm glad we were able to do this because it's like we can get our energy right. We can get some positive energy flowing into each other for a week. We can have some laughs and do this thing. So, the theme kind of is like top five, top five, top five. Our tops of random things, just so y'all can get to know us, and then I'm sure somebody will weigh in and say, well, y'all shouldn't have said this or something. But
I can't believe you said that. Hint. Thank you for listening, though.
I know, right? That's the main important thing. We appreciate it. So let's kick us off.
All right, so I have a little West here, you know.
She's so silly.
She's been drinking that wine. Y'all.
I have. I've had 2 glasses, y'all. Freaking. I had to take my jacket off because I got hot. I said, oh, wait a minute.
I got this sweatshirt on, Lord.
It's warm.
Okay, so it's just a random list of stuff. We're going to start it off simple. Let's, first of all, I like to travel. So, first thing we'll start off with top 5 cities, whether you visited them or you would like to visit them. Top 5 favorite cities. Who wants to go first?
Ooh,
that's rough. All right, Nika.
Miami was the best vacation I've ever been on. It was so much fun. Oh my gosh. I want to go to LA. I really want to go to the Embro Slip Walk next year.
I was the slut walk was this it was like on my Instagram today. Mm-hmm. It was today.
Mm-hmm. I want to go to Colorado.
Black mountains. I want a cabin.
I want to go to.
That's on my list too.
Paris. And I want to go to somewhere in Africa before I turn 40. So I can enjoy it and I won't be too old. I can walk around. I won't be too hot.
You can still do that at 40, but I feel you. I definitely feel you.
I don't like being hot. I don't like being hot now.
You're going to be going, like you're gonna be going through menopause and all them hot flashes. You need to be an internal hot
Let's
box.
Say before 30. And we then, still got a decent amount of time before 30. Yeah.
No, we don't.
How old are you? You don't say it on air. Girl, you got plenty of time to get to Africa before 30.
We all in the same.
You got plenty
I've
of
actually
time.
Already been to Africa.
I mean, but I'm just saying I've you got time to get there before you 30. We on that grind. Fuck that. Listen, we need a 30 before 30. Right.
I should think there you go. Positive about going to Africa.
Yes.
I'm going to go to Africa.
I never thought I would go to Africa, and I literally end up going my summer of sophomore year of college because I was part of Hudson Holland at IU. And them in the groups program do a trip every year to Ghana. Then you tour the whole country. And we studied transatlantic slave trade. So I was like, well, speaking of which, of Africa, on my list of cities is right. Cape Coast in Ghana. So Cape Coast is where we were. It was like the beach resorts. And it was absolutely gorgeous,
it
y'all.
Sounds beautiful.
We stayed at two of them. One of them, you could go horseback riding. The other one had beachfront houses. Like, we stayed in. Mm-hmm. I'm like, I just want to go back for my honeymoon or, like, 10-year wedding anniversary one day. But it's absolutely gorgeous. So that's in my...
We ain't never going to go
nowhere. I only say that because going to Ghana is not cheap. Yeah. So that's why I was like, that might be the 10-year wedding anniversary. I go back to Ghana. But yes, Cape Coast and Ghana. I would love to go. That's one of my top cities. I want to go to Barcelona/Madrid in Spain. I want to visit... I saw the South Real Housewives of Atlanta. I don't want to go to Kingston, Jamaica because I know there's good parts and bad parts and I ain't trying to worry about getting shot. But in Real Housewives last season, they went to Ocho del Rios in Jamaica. It was beautiful. Either there or Rio de Janeiro in Brazil.
That's pretty beautiful.
As far as other cities, I have visited, I'm trying to think.
Her cities was bougie. She made me feel so basic.
LA, Colorado. Colorado, Denver was on mine too.
Right,
I
want to go to the mountains one day, and I definitely want to go to I haven't been to the Vegas. Okay, so Vegas is on my list. That's the first time I've been that far out west. Like, most cities I've been is East Coast and down south, like Atlanta,
Orlando. I love the East Coast. I think that's where I'm supposed to be.
I've been to Miami. I've been to Panama City Beach. I've been to Virginia Beach. But, big major cities, it's been a while since I've really been.
Where you going?
Well, I'm trying to think where I've been.
Oh, I gotta go.
And then where I'm going. So the city, my top five cities to travel to are probably, I really want to go to Amsterdam.
Ooh, nice.
I have an aunt that goes there every year for her birthday. And I just know it's like I just think of Amsterdam as like Sin City. So I just wonder, what makes you go back every year? What are you doing down there that you want to go every year? You know? So I definitely want to go and experience that.
She goes every year?
Mm-hmm, for her birthday.
To Amsterdam?
Mm-hmm.
That's dope.
Every single year. I definitely want to go to Denver, Colorado, just because I'm a November baby, so I just feel like being in them snowy mountains, I just feel like I'll be in my element. You know what I mean? Like,
I would love to
it's
like
cold
a hot
and
springs
crisp
in the mountains,
or even the spring. And plus, I'm a big scenery person, so
No, like the hot springs that be like in the winter spas,
I know exactly what you're talking about.
I would be one of those.
But beyond that, I'm still a naturey person, so I just feel like I would like the atmosphere. That's two. I'm trying to think where I visited. I don't really know. I definitely want to go to Miami. I've never been to a beach. So that's still definitely on my list to get to a beach ever, girl, in my life. I know, right?
You
I have not lived.
Go to a beach.
I know.
It's like the most peaceful thing.
It is.
Ever.
And
you
I'm definitely
go to
a water
the beach
person.
With the good sand, like the soft sand that exfoliates your feet.
Mm-hmm. I'm going to have to take a poll and see which one is the best one.
You got to go
But
to
you know what?
Beach.
I said when I graduated college, I was like, if I graduate college, I'm just going to take some time out, be a server, and just travel and go to as many beaches as I can. And then I got pregnant. So mm-hmm. I just never got back to it, but I'm definitely
Miami Beach is nice, and so is Virginia Beach, and Ocean City Beach, Maryland, is cool too.
And then my favorite city is probably in the States is probably New York. I feel like if I can ever move to New York, then I will have made it. Because I just love all the lights, the dirtiness. Mm-hmm. I love how you walking down the street and everybody has their own swag and nobody is like, what the hell do they have on?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It's just normal to see people dressed odd. It's just, I just feel like they would appreciate my crazy there. We're here. Like, you a little out there, aren't you, Lauren? Right. You're a little strange.
She's strange.
You know? Which not even just the way I dress, but just I just feel like I would mesh well with New Yorkers. And, like, you know, I'm kind of direct. I feel like people think I'm rude sometimes just because I say whatever that comes to my mind at times. So that's my top five cities. I think I said four, but whatever.
That's all right. I just thought of those. I really want to go to Punta Cana and then the Dominican Republic so bad. I keep seeing people go.
Same.
And I see the palm trees. And I'm just like, oh my gosh, it was so gorgeous.
Friends went there last year.
Whether I go by myself, with friends, or vacation, I want to go. Determined to get
I'll
there.
Take a vacation all day for 300.
I would love to go on vacation to Punta Cana.
Gotta get a bay first.
Yes, that's true.
That's half the battle.
That's it. No, really?
That's the biggest part of the battle.
I ain't even worried about the money. It's just, can I get a bay to go with first?
Somebody that I like that ain't gonna be there arguing.
I swear, because I refuse to have a bad time on a vacation. I would be pissed.
Listen, I'd be like, okay, we're gonna meet somebody there. Can I just rent a bay while I'm here? Rent a bay to go. You know?
Listen,
that's gonna be our next endeavor.
Rent a bay to go. That nice play on words. All right, so let's see. So let's take it to next. How about top five celebrity crushes? Since we're talking about bays, let's
go. Ooh, that's rough.
Top five celebrity crushes.
I'll start. Okay. I guess I would less and less one. I don't know. So this is kind of easy, not kind of easy, but a little easier for me. Definitely The Game. Because JC is just so fine. It's something about it. It's just so JC fine.
I don't find The Game that all that attractive.
His body.
His body. And I think it's his little lisp. This slight lisp. But he's still so thug with
His Breakfast Club interviews. Oh my gosh. He just keeps it so real. You can tell he's really about that life.
Y'all like hard ass niggas.
Not all the time, but he
is so good to his baby mamas.
He is.
To his baby mamas.
I mean, Tiffany tried to lock him down. It just didn't work. But he still shining on him. You know, he be...
Well, that's good. He treats them well. That's
right.
Good.
Next is probably Nas, just because he's nasty Nas. And he just is that man that just is like.
Is Nas nasty?
Okay, that's what I always think of Nas as being woke, political woke.
Just because they woke don't mean they not nasty.
How do you know he nasty, though?
Right.
You
know I've never heard of that.
He's so nasty Nas. I've never heard a nasty track from Nas. Well, he don't mean. That's how you know.
I've never heard a nasty track from Nas. I don't think I've ever heard one.
Uchi Wally Wally.
Uchi Bang Bang.
Ain't that Nas?
I don't think that's Nas.
Oh, just kidding. But he, trust me, he's probably got a nasty side. Them woke niggas be the main ones trying to.
Because now I'm curious.
Stick their nose up in your butt. No, I'm just kidding.
I'm about to ask Siri. Let me ask Siri.
I'm serious.
I know what she been doing.
Does Nas have a nasty song?
Here this nigga go.
Right.
So let me pick my last three though.
Oh, Siri ain't reading.
damn.
She put does not.
Who else is fine out there? I'm trying to think. Trey Songz probably be on the list just because he makes
good music.
I love his song. She wanna fuck with a boss. He just makes music that's just like for a woman like that just. I don't think I said that on the first episode. Who else is out there that could be a celebrity crush? It's a lot of them, really.
God, I got a few.
I don't even keep up with celebs like that to even know. I'm trying to think what kind of music I listen to.
I have some classic crushes. Morris Chestnut, fine as hell, chocolate.
Married to a white woman.
Oh, but he's chocolate and it's just still fine. He got pretty white teeth. That's my weakness. Oh, that's something else we could put on the list. Top five favorite list of me. Things about me. That's great. We'll do it. I've been drinking, y'all. I've been drinking the wine. Morris Chestnut. Kofi Cerebo from Queen Sugar.
He is fine.
Oh, my God.
I was about to say, what's that one dark-skinned man's name?
Yes, Kofi Cerebo. He's Ralph Angel on Queen Sugar. If y'all ain't watching Queen Sugar, you need to watch. And he's in Girls Trip. Fine. I love a thing for chocolate men. I was about to, because Lance Gross is next.
He is fine, too.
Lance Gross is fine as hell, and he could get it.
Ooh, can I add one more?
Yes,
I'm sorry. I forgot about Chris Brown. And even though we supposed
he's
to be
crazy ass.
I know, but it's just something about his whole swag and just his dancing and his music and I know you love your privacy.
And I know you love your privacy.
Makes, like, the best sex songs of today's time.
He does, though.
Girl, and this
Trey could get it, though. Trey would definitely be on my list.
Trey can dance, though.
And Chris Brown can dance.
Yeah, Chris Brown can.
Somebody said, nobody wants Chris Brown to dance his way right back into your heart.
Boy, I saw a video clip of Trey Songz at a concert. I don't know what song it was before, but basically he was showing the crowd how he would put it down all the women.
I'll be a demonstrator.
He was showing his hips moving as if he was stroking from the back and how he would play with it.
He practiced it. It was choreography.
Right, I'm saying he probably don't do all that.
Right.
Oh, my bad. Go ahead.
I
derailed you. My bad.
Just shot me down. I was upset. Okay.
Who did I say? Yeah, I had three chocolate men.
I feel like I should have a light skin man on there, but I love chocolate. It's not even I have like a preference, like I have to have chocolate. I tend to go towards the brown skin chocolate man. Michael B. Jordan would probably be on there because he was fine as hell in Creed. Oh my gosh. And then let's see, for my last one. My last one. Ooh, that's a hard one. I'm trying to think who would just have me be like, oh, you're just fine. Oh my gosh. Oh, I can't believe this is number one right here. Elan Noel Daniel from Insecure. Baby. Ooh, baby.
Daniel. I'm going go with Lawrence before I go with Daniel. Daniel's cute, but Lawrence got that tight little butt. Right? Lawrence's little butt be like,
Daniel.
I gripped that from the whatever.
Daniel got a little booty too. You missed that booty in the studio?
I probably did.
In the studio.
But then that's too long. I mean, you're down in the studio. I know too many local rappers. That's a turnoff for me. For real.
Daniel is fine too, but I just I fell.
Get some studio.
I just fell in love with Daniel.
I'll pass.
I don't know if he's in the studio. Okay, top five. I can't remember anybody's name right now, but guy from Grey's Anatomy with the pretty eyes.
I knew what's in there. My bad. Keep going.
I said it's a bucket by Drake.
Okay, so guy from Grey's Anatomy with the pretty eyes. Can't remember his name right now.
Girl, I have not watched the show.
Jesse Williams.
McDreamy. His name McDreamy. I don't even watch Grey's.
No, that ain't McDreamy.
That's not McDreamy. Okay. I don't watch Grey's, but I know who you're talking about. Jesse Williams.
He's the one that said, black women, we can and we will be better for you. And they ain't done it yet. No, I'm just playing.
Right.
So Jesse Williams, guy from Lex, the top is still on Boo.
Oh. Lord.
Okay. Yeah, go ahead, girl.
Omar Epps.
Oh, yeah, he's fine.
In his younger days.
Oh, well, yes.
He's still kind of fine.
Omar Epps from the Wood Omar Epps in Too Deep Omar Epps. Because I thought he was
the
finer.
The Wood Omar
he
Epps.
Was finer in the Wood.
Yeah, that's when he was in
and Love and Basketball.
Mm-hmm. Girl. Let's see. I'm probably not going to be able to think of five.
I'll throw in one for you.
Go ahead.
Lorenz Tate.
Oh, yes. Love he's Jones.
Short. He's too short.
Is he short? I haven't seen him in person in a long time.
I don't care. Now, that's the one short man that I would make an exception for. That is Darius Lovehall. That is Love Jones.
He is short.
He trying to be the blues. He is the blues in your left thigh trying to become the funk in your right. You better let that.
Okay.
You better let that
I'm
man
ready to
in
get funky with you.
Let that man in on the top five, okay?
I'm trying to think that Michael Ellis is cute, but he is just so creepy to me.
Who is Michael Ellis?
Watching, is that, that's his name, right?
Michael Ealy, baby. Is that who you think?
Oh,
about?
I'm thinking about Jay Ellis.
I was like, wait,
because
what?
Jay Ellis is on my list. He is just so chocolate. His skin is so clear. He was a little punk and insecure, which kind of, you know,
yeah, but that was
fall
funny.
Back. Hey,
but he was fucking the shit out of Tasha though.
So, man, I was acting like I was Tasha. Like man,
when she
that
said,
like me,
when
that
she said
you.
Zaddy, I said, oh, I'm Zaddy. Okay. She put the Z on.
I got one. Terrence J. I think he is so cute. And when he was on the game and he was telling Tasha about how she was hood rich and she needed to chill, I was like, who?
Yes. Isn't it something about a man, like them scenes where like the man be asserting themselves and be like, hey, look, I ain't about to take this today. And you just be like,
I'm going
to
shut up. I'm going to sit down.
I'm going to be quiet.
Like, all right, I'm going to quit.
When
quit
you leave,
I'm going to be talking again. That's like, I always think of a different world when Whitley tried to put Dwayne in check by not talking to him for a week. And Dwayne said, listen, if you ever stop talking to me for again, I will drop you like a bad habit, Whitley. And then she said, I love it when you take charge, daddy. I always thinking that. I swear, I said, ooh, let a man do that to me. I'm going to be like, baby.
Right? It is something about a man just putting you in check. Even when they put you, I don't know. Anyway.
That's the kind of man I need because I got a real strong personality. I think it's been turning a lot of people off, but
yeah,
I am who I am.
Right? I'm like, don't get turned off. Just jab back, baby. Yeah. Jab back. Right.
That's fun to me. Like, I'm getting smart. You getting smart. I think it's fun.
I call it sparring. I want to spar with my lover.
I feel like it usually leads to really good sex afterwards. Like, I've always wanted that where I'm just like, we'll forget you then. And next thing you know, we just going at it. Right. Like,
You know, I love you, baby.
No, I'm just kidding. Moving right along.
Yes, it's mine. It's yours.
I'm going to make them tacos.
Whatever you want in. Oh, we were done? Okay.
I forgot.
Okay, so let's see. I had a long list, y'all. How about top 5 pet peeves? Whether it's about people, things, whatever gets on your nerves, your top 5 pet peeves, the top 5 things that'll just work your ever-loving nerves.
One is definitely being asked a lot of questions. Mm-hmm. Like, I hate when people text me, what you doing? I'm going to the store. What you need from the store? Oh, I need this. Why you need that? Like, you know what I mean? It could be a cousin. It could be a friend. It could be my mom. Like, why are you asking me all these damn questions? Are you going to buy it? Are you going to take me to the store? Are you going to, you know what I mean? Yeah. That's definitely one.
I just hate how messy men can be. Like, coming right in the door and dropping their pants by the door. And
dropping their pants by the door.
Maybe not by the door, but they do. Yeah, wherever they're going to drop them somewhere. Yeah, where they take them off.
In the room in the dirty clothes basket where it's supposed to go.
It's going
to
be in the bathroom, okay. On the bedroom floor. Yeah.
I was going to say, I was thinking like someone just being like, hey, babe, just dropping their pants. Like,
no,
wait,
girl, coming in, stepping up out them things. Just
messy men are definitely a pet peeve. Yeah, or like, if there's stuff on the floor, you just step on it. Or you just walk over it. Like, motherfucker, you didn't see that shit?
Yeah.
You just gonna walk over it, like.
I had an ex leave Hot Pocket papers on the counter. Like, put it in the trash can. Do you think that the counter is going to just magically absorb it?
Right.
Absorb it.
How do you think it's gonna make its way into the trash can if you don't put it there?
I can't stand. My big pet peeve is liars. I can't take. Whether you're a man, friend, whoever, I don't like liars and selfish people. Because I have such a big heart and I believe in being honest and truthful. No matter what, you know. Like, I don't believe in keeping secrets and things like that. Like, I'm going to keep it 100 with everybody. No matter if I've known you for a minute or 10 years, I'm going to keep it 100 with you. So, if you feel like you have to lie to me, or you feel like
you're only looking out for self,
like you putting a man over friendship or stuff like that, then yeah, I can't rock with you.
Ooh, or when people talk about all the bills they have to pay, or just all of their responsibilities, like they're the only person with responsibilities. We all got bills out here.
True.
Yeah, I don't like when people talk about how broke they are when they just jack off all their money.
I can't have no sympathy for you on that one.
I'm always broke, though.
Is a pet peeve.
Yeah. Another pet peeve for me would be, I don't like arrogant people. I don't like people who think they just, like, it's one thing. There's a difference between having self-confidence and being arrogant. Like, don't think you the shit to the point where you start putting other people down, because you may need that person.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Like, you never know what your blessing might be, so. Let's not act like you run the world when you make, especially if you think you popping, but you really not.
Right. It's like, that's the worst.
It's like, ooh, girl.
The worst. I hate
or,
that.
Or, ooh, Negro.
Like, did I miss something?
Yourself.
Do y'all know something that I don't know?
Or exactly. This person, like, oh, my God.
Hold on. Wait a minute.
I got one. When I put Malik on the potty,
he was
in it.
A motherhood pet peeve.
And then he boo-boos in the pull-up. Immediately like he was holding it just for the diaper or the little nigga.
Right, that's so funny though, because kids do stuff like that.
I swear.
I mean, I got a couple pet peeves on Hunter. She don't use public restrooms. So, girl, we done went round and around. We were at Old Charlie's one Saturday. I just thought I knew somebody was gonna call the police and call CPS on us. because she would not use the potty. I tried everything I could. I wiped down the toilet, lined it with tissue, sat on it first myself so she could see me sit on it.
She 3 years old she already in there, particular. Wait a minute. About,
and then I'm trying to force it on there.
No, it's a tiger shark. It's a tiger shark.
Girl, I don't know what she was talking about, but I like end up tapping her leg. I'm like, you gonna sit on this potty. So I'm tapping her leg. I just, and it's like a little girl and her sister standing outside the stall. I'm like, somebody's gonna call the police on us.
She said, Lord,
that is a very big pet peeve. When my daughter does not do what I tell her to do. And she's so young that she doesn't understand that mommy's in charge and I don't get to do what I want yet. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So I just be trying to break her into that, but that's definitely a pet peeve.
Where did she get tiger shark?
I don't know. That's why I'm looking around like a tiger shark.
Like, did she watch something with
a tiger? It's one of her shows, they have a tiger shark.
Yeah. Okay.
Kids not doing what they're supposed to do is definitely a pet peeve.
My pet peeve. Oh, speaking of which, I can't stand badass babies kids.
Them oh,
kids,
that's definitely a pet
kids
peeve.
Kids that be blatantly disrespectful to their mama or their daddy in public.
Or to you.
And then on the reverse side of that, when the parents don't do shit, you better snatch that ass right up. I work, when y'all know I worked at Kroger. So, you know, I had my little share of kids that would come through the line every now and then and ask for food. And the kid, and I hate to say this, but I'm sorry. It was all, most of the time, it was always the white mamas.
It just was,
Billy, you need to be quiet right now. I'm going to put you in timeout when you get home. I said, you don't snatch his bitch ass up.
Not his bitch ass.
Bitch ass.
Was he a bitch ass little kid?
Yes, you like, bitch ass.
You wanted to get down and box with him yourself?
He was a bitch ass. I'm talking about, no, I'm not going to. Why don't you? You don't ever get me what I want. Billy, I said no. I'm not going. I said, oh, right. Babe. I said, ooh, give me 2 minutes. I'm only 17, but give me 2 minutes. I will whoop his little ass into shape. And he will never think about going off again.
I hate badass kids too. I'll be ready, boy. That's why I don't even try to get involved with other people's kids. Unless they like my friend's kids, where I can be like, okay, y'all need to sit down before I call your mama. They be like, okay. But if we're not that close where I can say I'm calling your mama and it's going to scare you, then I don't want to be bothered, because they going to have a smart, well, they might not, but most kids have a smart ass mouth. You know what I mean? They don't mind. That's why I'm like,
I will whoop a child's ass.
I'll fight a kid.
I'm telling y'all, Terrence get on the, and he start talking back, I'm gonna be like, so where you learn that from that? And who you learn that from in daycare? Because I already know you got the wrong one today, right, sweetie.
Because
you think I'm crazy, and your grandmama's crazy, so I know I'm crazy. That works my ever loving nerve. Like, y'all better whoop these. There is nothing wrong with whooping your kids. Now, don't go Joe Jackson on them. But if they talking back and acting a fool, you better whoop their ass in the store.
Spare the rod.
At church.
It's in the Bible.
I will surely take Terrence to the bathroom. And I wish he would tell me no.
Hunter definitely gets tapped. But mostly because I want her to know I'm serious and I'm no longer playing with you. I've told you multiple times. Mm-hmm. Now it's time to see what I really mean.
I swear, I got tore up in the mall one time because I threw a temper tantrum over the rides. You know, you have the rides in the mall. My mama ran out of coins or quarters or whatever
like
it took.
And over,
I got mad. She tore my ass up right there in the mall and looked around for someone to call CPS. And then another time, I tried her by throwing a temper tantrum in the KB toy store because I wanted a toy and she said, no, we couldn't get it. She tore my ass up in the toy store. I said never again.
Right? It's necessary. It's definitely. Hunter got taken to the bathroom today at work. It wasn't, girl. She was running around, running in circles, and people looking at her, looking at me like she works here, and her child's just running through the aisles. And you know, it's white people. So I'm just like, oh no, this ain't about to go down. So I'm like, you know what? Let's step back to the kitchen.
Come on,
we went out that back door, and I just did her hand. I said, give me your hand, and I smacked her down hard. And she. You know, well, she don't even really be crying. In like 2 minutes, she's done. She just thought the fun was over. But I'm like, girl, you ain't about to make me look like I don't have control
ain't
up
that
in here.
It. That, and that's the thing.
I got it under
because
control.
Because you know somebody looking. They ain't even worried about the child acting up.
They
look at the parents.
This
like,
poor
so
young
you
black
can't
mom
child,
that, can't, that doesn't have control of her child.
Right. Like, they ain't got the soul. They didn't teach them no home training. You're not about to embarrass me
that's
out here.
That's what really make me mad that I think that they're looking at me like this poor young black mom. Mm-hmm. So when I'm in the store and my kid is cutting up, I try to keep my calm.
Yeah, me too. I usually
pinch them.
That's what people see. I try to pinch, but the pinch don't work.
It hurt them and they screamed.
Remember what she did? She did scream today because I definitely tried it today.
I'm gonna do the pre-talking too. I'm gonna be like, if you irked up in this store, I'm gonna let you know right now.
And then you gotta grab your by arm and squeeze it a little
bit. Yes, but I'm gonna let you know right now. You better don't touch nothing. Don't ask for nothing. And if you act up, I'm gonna let you know right now. I'm gonna tear your ass up in the store and I'm gonna tear it up when we get home, just so you know. So they'd be like,
oh, okay.
So it can't be like they didn't know. They was forewarned. So if they act up, they already know what's coming.
Right. So for any new listeners that have never seen us, I guess it's pretty clear now that we're black moms. And yeah. So what's next on your list, Lex?
Okay.
Top five.
Let's do top five foods and or desserts. Because I like to eat. I'm a foodie.
Ooh.
I'm trying to lose weight now because I like to eat.
Right? I probably got a good 10 on my life.
Nah, I ain't huge, but I do like to eat.
I love to eat. Chicken wings definitely in my top five. Mm. Red velvet cake definitely in my top five.
Mm.
Strawberries and pineapples. Count as a fruit together. So strawberries that's the third in my top five.
I love strawberries. Favorite fruit.
What else do I just love? I just love food, I think.
Me too. I'm so basic when it comes to food. Pizza, Chinese.
I would say I love pizza. Pizza. I don't really like
pizza's
Chinese.
Pizza's my favorite.
I had to stop eating
ice
Chinese.
Cream.
Because you think it's cat meat.
Yeah.
What?
I love Chinese food. We're not going to talk about that.
That's why I stopped eating it.
Did you say crab meat or cat?
Cat meat.
I thought she said cat meat.
Oh my God, I love sushi so much.
I love sushi. I do love sushi.
I like grilled, like California rolls and like grilled salmon rolls. I ain't doing the raw fish. I ain't doing that.
It ain't bad.
Mm-hmm. I ain't doing that. But yeah, I love pizza, ice cream, strawberries.
Oatmeal cakes.
Mm.
Like,
I will fuck up.
Like an oatmeal cream pie?
Cream pie. I don't like it more. Yeah. I like grew out of that. I don't know what it is. I used to love it.
I like all the like little a year or two snacks. Ago. I would smash the fudge rounds, the star ooh. Crunches, ooh. The strawberry shortcakes, a ooh. Swiss roll, the cosmic brownies. And this is what I'm where I'm at today.
I'm just like, no, wait a minute. You lost me on like the fourth one.
The zebra cake.
I believe that zebra life clearly.
Listen, I used to the honey buns. I will smash.
I'm more of a salty snack person than a sweet snack person.
Oh my gosh.
So I'll eat like some chips and queso. I love tortilla chips, nachos. Mm. I love hot Cheetos. I was going to say
I love Mexican food.
Them Flamin' Hot Munchies. Ooh, Mexican food. If y'all ever, if I got any Far East Siders, y'all need to hit up Guadalajara Grill on East Washington Street and get that Pollo Fundido. It'll change your life, which all their food is good. And grab a margarita while you're there. Shit, we drinking. Yes, y'all might drink.
There was a Mexican restaurant in Richmond. My mom, the owner, he had one in Connersville and then the one in Richmond. And my mom got to be real cool with him from like work and stuff. She would go in for lunch. So when they brought one to Richmond and then I was learning Spanish in high school, they always knew when we came in. I always got, it's called, and because I know Spanish, so I'm going to say this correctly for y'all. It's arroz y camarones. I'm the children of the R's.
Was it corn and shrimp?
Close, rice and shrimp.
Oh, I see.
That was one like the favorite. They had rice and shrimp and had a bunch of queso. And we always get chips. Oh, and I love me some queso.
See, I don't see how people can eat shrimp in their Mexican food. I just don't like it. I don't like shrimp that much in general, so maybe that's why. But
I just got upset. Shrimp is delicious.
Right. I'm not a big shrimp person. It's crunchy. It's just weird to me.
Speaking of top five foods, I just want to say shout out to Kentucky Hoptown. Shout out to the South because I love some chitlins, y'all.
Ugh.
Girl,
oh you eat chitlins.
You gonna get put off the show.
You like my grandma.
And hog mogs and hot sauce.
Ooh, you are. Ooh.
They don't taste like nothing.
Delicious. No, chitlins you ain't seasoning them right.
I can't get past the
powder.
Smell.
Listen to me, y'all. A little garlic powder, some accent. You need a chicken bouillon cube, some onion powder, some onions and potatoes. It'll help cut the smell. It's delicious. Yeah. I'm gonna bring y'all some.
No, you're not.
You keep that over there in Hopkinsville.
Okay.
I'll be over here.
Listen, they do some strange things in Kentucky, so y'all can keep all of that.
No, well, my grandma from West Virginia, she liked chitlins.
I mean, my grandma used to make them too, but I just can't get with that. I tasted them. They were okay when I tasted them, but looking back, I don't remember them having like, oh my God, I have to have that again.
Oh, girl, that
taste.
Was so long ago. You need to eat them again so you can remember.
I could never get past the smell, ever.
But then once I realized what they were, I was just like, yeah, I probably won't be doing that again.
It's just another thing. I'm not eating those.
I must say, I also love fish. Other than chicken, I love fish. My step grandfather, but he literally was a fisherman. He would go home. He would go to the lakes with his friends. He bring home catfish, bluegill, all that, and he fry up the fish and it'd be so good. So I love fish. I love catfish. I love salmon. I don't
eat fish all is good for your girl. I don't eat too much of it though.
True.
I've been eating a lot of fish.
It will make
lately.
Her smell like fish, and you know you don't want that.
Yeah, you don't want that. Every now and then, just to get your omega 3s and your good fatty
maybe like
acids.
Once a week.
Mm-hmm.
I got those flavored tuna packs. Fire. Garlic and herb.
I'll eat tuna.
Speaking of foods.
I eat a lot of tuna. I eat a lot of fish because I would be tired of chicken. I haven't really... Lately, I just haven't been in the mood to eat red meat. I might have a burger like every now and then at work. So I've been eating a lot of fish.
Ooh, steak is on my list. I feel like I'm past 5 now.
But yeah. Steak. At 22.
Right?
But steak is definitely on my list. Give me a good medium well or well done steak. Not too tough. Yes. Okay. So Nika suggested one. She wrote this down on my list.
Call her out. I'm
gonna give her props. I'm not gonna take credit for it.
What they do?
We got top 5 reality. So like reality show personalities. Mm-hmm. Okay, reality show personalities. Cardi B off top. You know she ain't even on there.
She's
no more.
Number one.
But Cardi B is definitely number one.
She probably my number 2 or 3. Candy Burrs is probably my number one. I love me some Candy Burrs.
I do
know
like
what
Candy,
it is, but it's just like.
Y'all know who I love? Tamar Braxton. She is so damn funny.
I don't know how I feel about Tamar. She's so extra. If I was her friend or her sister, I'd just be like, girl, why everything gotta be about you?
I think I would say I like and I'm mostly going off love and hip hop. I love Waka Flocka's wife Tammy and badass motherfucking Rashida. Rashida's bad as fuck. I don't care what nobody says. I love Rashida.
Rashida's annoying to me.
She is, me too. I'm not a Rashida fan.
Y'all not a Rashida fan?
She's so annoying to me. It's just like, girl.
How is she annoying? You have,
I feel like she sacrificed her family for TV.
Really?
And, yeah, she didn't even get that much fame from it. Mm. And now her whole life is in shambles. Not her whole life is in shambles, but I mean, like, she lost her family.
Yeah. And I just don't know, I think
I love her as a person because like I remember she had a little bubblegum hit when I was like in high school, but like she is a really like a business person. I think that's what I really like about her, and she's just naturally gorgeous, and I think
she is really pretty, and she does have a hella swag, but it's just like something about her personality though just like makes me feel like, girl.
Yeah, same here.
I haven't watched Love and Hip Hop in a long time, so I can't even give you an example.
Oh, I just thought of one. Dang it. The ultimate. Now this is a throwback for y'all, for whoever doesn't like ultimate bad girl from Bad Girls Club, Tanisha. I ain't get no sleep because of y'all. Y'all ain't get no sleep because of me.
But then when she was like, it's a voodoo M&M. I'm not going to eat it.
Right? She was clowning. That was definitely
a
throwback.
And this is really taking it back. And this is so funny. And I mentioned this because when I was on maternity leave, I had Hulu and I was watching all the old reality shows that used to come out. I was watching Flavor of Love and shit. Lord. I like Old Girl Safari.
I knew you were
what she was said, Safari.
She was sitting there praying. She said, Lord, Lord, please don't let me beat this bitch's
she
ass.
She was funny as fuck. I
offered her some lip chaps and she didn't want none.
I offered her some lip chaps. She said she ain't want none.
And she said, Lord, please. She said, you better shut the fuck up because I'm going to try to ask the Lord to keep me from beating your ass.
Right. I definitely remember her. That was funny as fuck.
Oh my gosh. It's hilarious.
That's definitely a throwback. My other one, probably, maybe Yandy Smith. She kind of sometimes me. Sometimes I'll be like, why would you do that, girl? But she, I like her boss mentality.
I like her boss mentality. Ethic. I do. And I feel like, of course, we'll never know the full story. But I do honestly feel like she's in, like, this torn spot being a stepmother. Mendice's in jail. She got to deal with these two past baby mamas that, low-key, let's be real, still want Mendice's and mad that Mendice's chose Yandy. Like, y'all can't... He chose her, so y'all gonna have to get over it. Y'all got kids by the same father. Y'all gonna have to deal with each other. So just... Y'all keep talking about she don't know her place.
I ain't got time for that.
But yeah, but at the same time, y'all wanna keep... Like, Erica, she the main one talking about, Mendice's did this for me, and we had this apartment, and this and this and this. It's like, okay, girl, Let it go.
It's over and
that,
done.
That is over and done.
The man is in jail.
The man is in jail. He married. Y'all got these kids. Y'all got you got to move on.
Right. My other one's probably the Puerto Rican princess, Jocelyn Hernandez. Just because she's crazy as fuck. I just love when she come and pop
off. You
never
know what she gonna
exactly.
say.
Exactly. Like, she reminds me so much of myself. I'm not that one far to the left.
One minute I can be with Jocelyn and one minute like I that, can't. Like, she just...
I just love it because she's just a pop off queen. She just gonna say whatever comes to her mind, and she'll say it like in a joking manner, like, you know, you bitch is fake as hell. You know, this is like that's something that I would say. Like,
she was on the real. She crossed over to daytime TV. I mean, shout out
did
to
she?
Her.
She
was
on the
like
real.
That's true.
Really,
so,
she doing something right.
Yeah, I feel like, you know, she probably has had a hard life, and Cardi B is kind of what she could have been if she hadn't had that video exposed to her in the studio on drugs and doing all that screaming. You know what I mean? If she had to like kept it clean and kept it together, she could have went so much further. But
my thing is, like, Cardi, out of all of them, Cardi B and K Michelle's the only ones who literally have music on the radio.
Of all the
Amina
franchises.
Butterfly, when she was with her sisters, they did have that one song from Waist Deep, because that's my jam. I got that on my iPhone. But like, that's a
yeah.
But that's the thing, like, literally, Cardi B and K Michelle are the only two ones that really do.
And
got
Tammy is starting to put her music
on the radio
out now too. Tammy,
yeah, Tammy's starting to.
Speaking of
Keisha
Tammy's.
Cole been known, so that's really not like a, you know.
Speaking of Tammy's. Tammy from Basketball Live. She needs to be on this list because she is so funny.
I haven't watched Basketball
Live. I don't
Live.
Like
she
her.
Looks high.
Ass. I do not
I
like her.
I like Drea. I always did like Drea on Basketball Live because I feel like folks would be just coming at her because they felt like they could. Like, she wasn't going to do nothing.
Yeah, she was like, she is sometimes. She's just like a typical Basketball Live.
Her Bonnie Chronicles are so funny to me.
I don't watch them. But I don't like Tammy on the show because I feel like she's a bully. Like, you know your reputation precedes you. You know people think you're a fighter. Mm-hmm. And I feel like you try to exert that on other people. Like, oh, you gonna say what? What you got to say? You know what I mean? I just feel like she tries to use her presence and her bully ambiance as a way to, like, I don't know. And then the other thing, I'll just be like, girl, you too old for some of that shit.
She is.
Like, to be running down the street chasing somebody in a whole other country, you
that's
must be
doing
50.
Too much.
Like, you too damn old. Too you not 25, bitch. You and you're about to be 50 trying to have a baby, but yet and still you got time to chase Duffy down the street. When y'all, I don't even remember where they were. So that's like, stuff like that is a turn off to me. And I'm just like.
Well, now that you say that, I didn't see any of that because I don't watch, I try not to watch reality shows.
Yeah,
that
I don't
much
that
anymore.
Much anymore. But
speaking of reality
I
shows, do y'all
like
ever watch Married to Medicine?
I used to love
I
Married
to Medicine.
They throw
that
the
one.
Funniest shade.
They do.
Like,
girl.
Oh my God, so funny.
I was trying to pick out somebody from them, actually. I think, I don't know, I have my own beefs with all them. I love Dr. Jackie. I feel bad because she wanted a baby and her husband told her no, but it's just like, y'all went without kids for so long.
Right.
You know, what's
like,
the point of having
it
now? Get a foster child or something, but.
Get a foster child.
I mean, I'm just saying, don't have a child for real.
She said, get a foster child. So because, like, it's nothing.
I mean, because I feel her husband, it's like, we built this life with just me and you. Now we're about to retire. Why would we take on another responsibility when we're about to retire? You know what I mean? So I just feel like. Why would
Nika's
they do that?
I know what's going on.
Right.
It did sound like a doorbell. I was like, someone at the door.
I like Dr. Heavenly.
I didn't like her. She threw too much shade and she talked about my husband's my king and I do this and I do that. Girl.
What about Mariah? I don't like her, but she's so funny.
She is funny.
You never know what she's gonna say.
Right.
And
I
she
feel
throws
like
her shade and flips that weave and just be like, on to the next, honey.
I didn't like Mariah at first, but then after she like left and came back, it seemed like she came back a little
is
humble.
Is this show on Bravo?
No, I still don't like her. She just
was
waiting
on,
for
I think
her
it was
moment.
On Bravo.
Yeah.
It's on Bravo.
She probably
okay.
had to come back humble because she probably got like threatened to get kicked off or something. Now she's
yeah,
like, let me come back
the
and
EP
be nice.
At first. Mm-hmm. And she's the executive producer.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
I did not know that.
She's not anymore. I think she's just waiting on her moment to take over again.
Probably. You know
a person like
are.
Her, it's not in her personality to just sit and be quiet. I know she's probably just dying.
Yeah, I like Quad. I wish she'd give her husband a baby, though. I feel like she kind of being unfair to him. She
I like Quad, too.
So think, one couple, the husband don't want a baby, and another couple, the husband
they
do
are younger,
want a baby.
Yeah, and they're like,
I haven't baby. Watched this one. I might have to pick up Married
you
to
should.
Medicine.
It's good.
Yeah.
They're all doctors. The women are either doctors or they're married to a doctor.
Oh.
So it's, that's why I like it, because it's more in a professional realm.
Toya.
Toya. I don't know how I feel about her. She's kind of like high strung. It's like,
yeah.
Girl, you need to come back down to earth.
Yeah.
And her husband don't want to have a baby either, but she's been trying to push up on him to make him try to have a baby. And he's like, we're done. What if something happens to you because you're older? And I feel like you
that's
just.
That's Dr. Darren and Lisa.
Oh, that
Nicole.
Is Lisa.
Toya is the only one who doesn't have a job.
I don't know if I like her. Only because her husband was trying to tell her to save money. And she's like, save it for what? We need to do this for our birthday party. We need to do this. Mm-hmm. I want to house this out of my girl. You don't work. How are you going to tell him that we don't need to save when you sit on your ass all day?
Right. Like, I need to pick this. Maybe I'm a little
jealous, but it's just
this,
like, girl, you're not bringing a dime in the house. You need to make sure that you're, you know.
Well, my last one, since we're talking about Bravo, I will have to say is the most infamous Nene Leakes. Because her reads be on point. I can't lie. There's times it'd be like, okay, Nene, you taking it too far. But I have to give it to her. She be coming off the top of the head with her reads. And I'd be like, girl.
I seen this thing on the show.
You be doing it.
That was like top five. Beefs based on your zodiac sign. And I'm an Aries. So mine was Nene versus Claudia.
Damn.
Oh.
And Nene's there. Who's that? Where you on? Come on, let's go to the studio so we can make some beats. I'm on Claudia's side because I feel like Nene's a bully.
She can be a bully sometimes. I like when she wrong, I'd be like, okay, yeah, Nene, you doing too much. But like my favorite Nene moment, I would say, and this is funny because I said top five celebrity moments, but my favorite, like when Nene and Phaedra was helping Kim Fields, because you know her and Kenya had all that that beef going on, mm-hmm. and Kim Fields didn't really know how to deal with it, so Nene and Phaedra was literally like acting it out, and Phaedra twirled and all that, like Kenya, and I was rolling because I said, why do they have Kenya like down pat? Like, exactly.
Right.
It was hilarious. That's definitely one of my favorites. So speaking of which, so we kind of like spot, we kind of listen to person celebrity moments. Let's talk about like top five like social media stuff, like in the history of social media. So like right now we got the For the D challenge, For the P challenge, this new thing where we got the how you do whatever, whatever. And then on the right, you got the video show and stuff. Like, what's your top five favorite things that we've seen in social media, like trends, challenges, whatever? What would y'all
say?
That's
a good one. That's a tough one because there's been so much shit.
I know, but that's the thing. You got, there's some good ones out there.
I did see a For the P challenge that was really funny, and it was probably funny because
I think we posted it on our page.
Yeah, we posted it on our page, so y'all can take a look at it. It's freaking hilarious. I think it was just so funny to me because I'm a mom, and like that would be my life. My son did hit me two times.
Oh, wait, I gotta see that one.
Tired of being nice for the pussy.
Yeah, he was a little, he got upset, but it's okay, bro. Sip your hand and just let us
right.
know.
I want to say, okay, so as far as social media goes, I did the, what was it called? The, not ASL, because that's American Sign Language. The one with the ice challenge where you had to do the challenge. Yeah. I did that.
That was, yeah, I didn't do
that was funny. People, the cinnamon challenge, I feel like, was legendary.
That was funny.
That was funny as fuck. When people were like, oh, this ain't that bad. And then they still are like, oh. And I actually tried that once.
I feel like I would have choked to death.
I tried that once, and I was like, literally, I did it in college, and I remember just like, oh, this ain't that bad. And it literally hit me, and I ran to my friend's sink. Like, I'm gobbling water underneath the sink water. Ugh. Just like, oh.
I can't imagine. I did the So Gone challenge. I'll have to see if I can find it.
Oh, the So Gone challenge was a good one.
That was good. That was fun. I need to get on hop on for the D. I ain't doing shit for the D.
So many different things. I miss the days when Twitter was really popping, and then like a trending topic would be going,
yes.
And everybody would be contributing to shit. And those were the best times.
That was, it'd be so fucking funny.
That's how you got new followers and shit.
Yes. That was fun. Oh, and one of the on one of the BET awards, somebody tweeted white Twitter over there looking at black Twitter like, fuck y'all over there doing?
Right. Black Twitter fails right me ever. I love black Twitter.
It was a picture. It was some injured player laid on a stretcher getting carried out. And it was like a side-by-side pic. And it said, white Twitter be like, get well soon, man, blah, blah, blah. Black Twitter, how you looking down at old girl when she giving you head? Because it's just like, black Twitter will turn anything into a meme, and white Twitter is like, get well soon, because he's getting carried on a stretcher. Black Twitter's like, you know, let's turn it into something funny.
There was one I remember on Twitter. It was like, it was like history repeats itself or something like that, but it was referring to like biblical scriptures and stuff. I can't remember them all, but I remember dying because it was like, when Adam's, it was using me, so it's like when Eve told Adam she ate the apple or whatever, and then like a facial reaction or something like that. Or like when Jesus turned water into wine and stuff like that. That one was funny. I remember just all the memes was really hilarious.
Right. Memes make social media now.
They do. I love memes and GIFs. I send them all the time.
GIFs. Okay. So we're getting close to time. Let's give us your two last best ones.
Okay. Okay, so let's do ones a little more fun. Let's do some funny ones because we can always use some of these later. Top five drunk nights, good or bad?
Five, that's a lot.
Or just top five instant drunk type of drunk nights you've had overall.
I can't even remember.
Dang, it's been so many fun ones. Right? College days.
I know.
Oh my gosh. There have been a lot.
Let's see. Top five drunk nights. One for me was most of my favorite drunk nights, and it was always in IU. By you. It was always during that like welcome week, first week of class, because you ain't have shit to do. All you had was a syllabi, ain't no homework. It's the first week of classes. You really ain't got no shit to do. So everyone at IU knows at the time it was $2 Tuesdays, $3 Thursdays. I'll never forget one $3 Thursdays. We hit literally everything. I think we hit Bears, KOK, Dunkirk, Brothers, Sports. Brothers had $1 shots. Everyone had like two rows of shots.
Not $1 shots. They were trying to kill y'all.
Yeah, it was like $1 Jägermeister and $1 like cherry Coke bombs or something.
Damn.
We was gone. Just know we was gone. But it was one of my most favorite drunk nights because I twerked my back out. I wasn't sick the next day. The
best drunk twerked your back out.
Man, those are the best nights.
I swear, the best drunk nights is when you twerk your back out.
You just dance the night away.
And then you wake up and say, why is my lower back sore? Like, I literally twerk my back out.
Day three is always the worst. After you twerk your back out, I feel like you've been at the gym all week.
I swear.
I can't even remember.
I won't give like a top five drunk moment, but I'll say what contributes to the best drunk nights for me. Friends. Just being drunk off brown. Good music, dancing the night away.
If I'm in.
A little smoke here and there.
Yeah. A little cloud or two.
And if you happen to get some good D at the end of the night, that's always a bonus.
That's always a happy ending.
The perfect night.
That is always a bonus.
Definitely always a happy ending.
If you see me dancing, I'm drunk. If I'm just dancing and sashaying across the floor and smiling.
Right. If I'm out like,
hey, if I see you and I want to give you a hug, right,
and
I got my arms up in the air.
Right.
I'm done.
I'm going to say, liquor courage is right. So real. Because I know when I've been drunk and there was someone, like there was a dude like I've been peeping or been for, I put on all the charm. I put out all the lines. I be giving, you know, that head nod that look like,
right.
You know, like,
don't let me be cute. Can't tell me shit.
Right. Okay. And if I be cute, I'm like,
and I'm always cute.
Like, I be, you know, putting on all the game. Like, you know, you could get it if you want. Like, I be honest. I be, when I'm drunk and I'm there, I am honest as fuck. Anything's loud would come out my mouth.
We gonna watch out for Lexa Henny Ween. Right.
Y'all get y'all tickets for Henny Ween.
Ladies will be in attendance.
Ooh, child. And if Henny's in my system, that, let me, you know what?
I think that must be that Scorpio thing, though. That's probably why we have the same birthday. I used to have a friend that every time we go out, she'd be like, Lauren, I can't believe the way you talk to these guys. You just be looking at them and they just be going because the way you look at them and they eye and the way you smile at them, that must be the little November 16th situation.
The Scorpio is actually the most erotic of the zodiac signs.
The Scorpio is the most erotic.
The most erotic.
You're so strong. You're on my damn nerves.
Right.
Nigga just right. Nigga back because she an Aries. And she crazy. But you see, that's why we all get along because we just as crazy too.
Right. She said because she's an Aries and she's crazy.
But we just as crazy
the truth,
too.
Shame.
We
do. Crazy.
That's why we get along.
I hate when people ask me my zodiac sign. Like, here goes nothing.
Like, right.
Aries just sounds crazy. Just the word Aries just sounds like somebody who's
Cause
crazy.
Because it's so unique. Like, ooh, you an Aries. Because I feel like you don't come across an Aries as much.
Yeah, definitely.
Like, I feel like if whenever I meet people, I hear, like, most of the time it's like they're something like a Cancer. Like as far as dudes
or
I've messed
with. Gemini.
Yeah, like dudes I've messed with more Cancers than anything. And I'm like, and I actually read up that Scorpio and Cancers are like passionate. I'm like, y'all the ones that had me the most fucked up. I can't deal with y'all. I'm done with y'all.
Well, that figure out.
I'm done. Okay, so let's see. One more. I think I'll make a really good fun one. Let's do someone with music because we haven't had a music one. Top five. You knew hip. We'll combine the two. Top five hip hop or R&B songs. Past, present, 90s, old school. Go
That's
for
so
it.
Hard.
I know. Okay.
Well, I love a lot of music.
Right. And it's just so much out there. But I'll tell you what, one of my favorite songs right now are Electric by what's his name? Khalid Khaled and Amina. Her last name starts with a B, but I can't remember. Best Part by Daniel Caesar.
I need to listen to Daniel Caesar. I keep hearing good things about him.
You. Of course, Cardi B, Bodak Yellow.
And you can't fuck with me if you want
and
to.
And I like It's a Vibe.
It's a Vibe.
That's a good one. That's a good song.
It's a Vibe. Let's see. My top five song is Crew by Goldlink. I get hyped whenever I hear this song. I be mad because it's so short. I'm like, dang, this song over already. Right. I love song, it. Though. I really could vibe to it just like forever. I love Crew. Yeah, Crew by Goldlink. I like, let's see, what else? I'm trying to think what else I always listen to. I didn't even like anything about Amigos.
I just gotta throw in Plain Jane by Gucci. That's one of my favorite songs.
My Migos song is all ass. Mm-hmm. You know what? Speaking of Gucci, I Think I Love Her is dang near my theme song. My closest friends know why.
We'll talk about that afterwards.
We'll talk about that afterwards. Yes, I Think I Love Her by Gucci Mane. It's one of my top favorite songs. I think what's my favorite? Of course, Back That Ass Up by Juvenile. I'm a true twerker. I love to twerk.
Lex be dancing in the club, y'all. I love going out with Lex.
I love to twerk, y'all. I can't help. I love to dance. Like, naturally, I love to dance. I feel like if you're going to a house party, club, whatever, if you are not dancing, then what are you there for?
Exactly.
Like, I don't
dance all the time. The last few times I've gone out, I've been throwing ass.
This is true.
But I don't always do that. Sometimes I'll be like, I'm not in the mood. But sometimes I'll be like, okay, I'll do a little something.
I just like, why are we standing on the wall? There's no need to be in the wall. Dance, throw that ass back. And then you'd be wondering, how come niggas don't check me? You ain't throwing that ass back. Like, throw that ass back. Right. Let's see. Speaking of, I like Bring It Back, Travis Porter. I like all his working songs, honestly.
Lex just listed off our playlist. Right.
I know, dang near.
Hashtag Moms Out Trap and go get it.
But right. I'm also like for example, last night when I was headed home from Hyde, Superstar was on by Luther Vandross. So I'm old soul. It just depends on the mood I'm in.
Definitely. I don't know. It's hard for me to narrow down the top five. I'm trying to look at my YouTube. Definitely SZA, Normal Girl, and Broken Clocks are like my two favorites off that album.
Or the whole album.
The whole album is really good. I'm trying to think.
20-somethings.
20-somethings is good too. I love Drew Barrymore. Kanye West, Runaway.
And then Doves in the Wind.
The whole album is good, but the songs that I've been playing heavy. I've been listening to Dark Twisted. The whole album has been in my rotation lately. It just reminds me so much of college. Just like Runaway, Blame Game. You know what I mean?
I love All of the Lights. That's my shit.
Yeah.
All of
the Lights.
Unemployment line. Credit card decline. Like, did I not mention I was about to lose my mind? And also was about to, you know what I mean? Like, I'd be in the car, turned up. I don't know.
Appointment line.
Ooh. Jasmine Sullivan Mascara, I listen to like every day. Even though that's not my theme for that, but I just been thinking about my brand and how I want to like represent my branding.
I get my hair and my nails then.
But so what? It's actually their face. But I'm trying to think. Pink, Just Like Fire is another one of my theme songs I listen to every day, which that's not really hip hop and R&B, but I love Fetty Wap, Jimmy Choo. That's another theme song. It's kind of old now, but
I'm trying to think. I do have to
pay me. Way too many songs for a top five. I need more like a top 100.
Okay, because it's too easy to top 10, five of them, right? And then be on
top
to the next.
Top 5.
I feel like my top 5 of the week.
But so that was Ladies Night for this week, I guess. I can't believe we're at 65 minutes already. Time flies when you're talking shit.
drinking wine.
Right. So thanks for listening, guys. Please write us at ladiesnightformoms@gmail.com with your mailbag letters, questions, concerns, comments, suggestions.
We
didn't have a mailbag this week. We've had one the past couple weeks, but that's okay. We've had a few people reach out to us and say that we are bashing men. And guys, that's not our intention. We really love men and men love us.
We love men. So let's just give a disclaimer real quick. These are our experiences along with a lot of other women in America.
Right, that will be like, girl, yeah, that's us too.
So we definitely don't want to bash anybody, but we just talking about our lives. So if you only a hit dog gonna holla. So right. If you weren't a personal person that we're talking about, then steer clear, because we're not talking about you, bro. We gonna give you the opportunity to prove us that you're not that person.
And if you have a positive story about your children's father, please feel free to email us.
Yes, we would love to share that.
Instagram, or if you want to come on the show,
it's ladiesnightformoms@gmail.com. Right. Follow us on Twitter.
Handles right.
Follow us on Twitter at Ladies Night PC. On Facebook, we're Ladies Night Podcast. Instagram, Ladies Night Podcast. Please follow us, like, share, comment, invite your friends to like, all of that good stuff. Mm-hmm. Keep listening, keep sharing and writing. Thank you guys again for listening. And Nika, you got some positive words for us?
I don't have a quote today, but I just want to say, give yourself grace, ladies. We're all moms. None of us know. Not all of us are moms. But for the mothers out there listening, even those who aren't moms, we all make mistakes. We don't know what we're doing in this game called life. We're just going from day to day. We will make mistakes. We will fuck up. But just get back up. Give yourself some grace. Set yourself off. Put some positive vibes in the air. Encourage yourselves and keep it
definitely
moving.
Definitely. Because that's all you can do. If you didn't die, you still got tomorrow.
Right.
And what doesn't kill you makes you stronger.
Makes you stronger.
Amen. So on that note, we are out. And thanks for listening to Ladies Night. Catch us next week.
Bye, everybody.
Bye, y'all.